The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 21. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Once again, Jesus rides into Jerusalem. Once again, we hear how he, God in the flesh, who did not come in might and glory, came in humility, riding on a donkey, the colt of a donkey with him. Once again, we hear how the people acclaimed him, how they laid their cloaks down in the road before him, how the people cut branches from the palm trees and spread them on the road, and the crowds that went before him and that followed him cried out, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" We heard that last on Palm Sunday, and we hear this very same episode from the life of our Lord here at the beginning of a new church year, the first Sunday in Advent. Why? Why is it repeated? Why, at the very beginning of Holy Week, in which our Lord ultimately died, and then 3 days later was raised again, why is that text read at the very beginning of the church year? Well, I can offer several reasons why, and to understand this, you have to understand that the lectionary we follow, taken from Scripture, was devised, put together by men who were full of knowledge of the Scriptures and who were filled with the Spirit. The arrangements of readings we follow throughout the church year, you could say, are spirit guided. And there is a logic to them. And here's the key to that logic. why this familiar Palm Sunday reading is read on this first Sunday in Advent. It's this: Jesus entered Jerusalem to die. Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey in humility to suffer the greatest humiliation of all, crucifixion as a criminal, to suffer God's judgment for sin, for your sin, the sin of the whole world, for my sin, on behalf of us sinners who are so wicked, no matter how good we may think we are, cannot possibly save ourselves. Jesus entered into Jerusalem to be betrayed, to be arrested and mocked and humiliated, to be tried and sentenced to death on false charges, to be spat upon and flogged within an inch of his life, and forced to carry his cross through the streets outside the city, where he was crucified with two men who were legitimately criminals, if you can apply the word legitimate to criminals. They deserved their punishment, but Jesus didn't. And yet he rode into Jerusalem to take that punishment on our behalf, and to die for you, and to die for me out of love for you, and out of love for me. And here, on this first Sunday of Advent, as we begin a new year, we're reminded that that is why Jesus came into the flesh. That is why our Lord, whose birth we will celebrate in a little over 4 weeks, was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He was born to die. He was born uniquely as God's sacrifice for sin. He was born to be the Savior of the world. And this Advent season, it's not Christmas yet. It's a time to reflect and ponder upon the drastic, awful, yawning depth of our sin that was left us in such depravity that we couldn't save ourselves. We couldn't help ourselves. We couldn't earn our way into God's good graces. So God looked down from heaven and sent his Son for us. This Advent season is also a time to remember that Christ is coming again in glory at the end of the age. We are to be watchful for his coming. We are to awaken from the sleep of complacency, as we heard in the epistle reading for today. We are to be prepared. O Lord, how shall I greet thee? We shall sing. Here's how we greet this Lord who came into the world to die, who is coming again at the end of the age for the people who are his, to raise them up from the grave, to glorify them, to make them new. We come to him recognizing our sin. We come to him recognizing our need. We come to him recognizing that he alone is our help. He alone is our Savior. In him alone we have forgiveness of sins and life eternal and salvation from the condemnation we deserve. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. Thus the prophet writes, thus Christ's coming is proclaimed, prophesied, and Christ coming for you and to you is likewise proclaimed, for the gospel is proclamation. Gospel is the announcement of good news for poor sinners, good news for people dead in trespass and sin, good news for people who would otherwise have no hope and be without God in the world unless God had come to us. Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, just as he would later be mounted on a cross to bear the sin of the world. Look around, see the crucifixes, see the crosses. They remind you that Jesus is a king who was born to die. So he rides into Jerusalem, and the people shout out in joy, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Hosanna means save now. Save us now, O Lord. Some movement of the Holy Spirit or some tidal wave of joy and expectation, the people somehow equated Jesus' entry into Jerusalem with salvation. They said, "Blessed is this one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Hosanna here on earth." Because you see, in the coming of Jesus, heaven itself comes to earth in his holy flesh and blood. As you hear the word of release and peace in the gospel, heaven comes to you, bringing the gifts of heaven, forgiveness of all of your sins. It's all taken away by this man who died on the cross for you, this God-man who willingly bore your sins so that you can be declared righteous and holy and innocent of blame for Jesus' sake. Blessed is he who comes to you, who came to you in your baptism, who comes to you in the absolution, who comes to you in this preaching of the gospel, who comes to you when you are at your weakest, when you are in despair. Blessed is he who comes to you, bringing God's grace and mercy. Blessed is he who comes to you in the gift of his body and his blood in the sacrament of the altar for the forgiveness of your sins, to save you now. It's no wonder that the Sanctus, which we sing before the words of institution and the Lord's Prayer, quotes these words, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Faith hears that and says, "Yes, Hosanna to Jesus. Yes, blessed is he because he comes to save me. He comes to forgive my sins. He gives me eternal life." So we lift up our voices with joy, and we sing the liturgy with gusto, and we sing the Sanctus with enthusiasm, because what happened there in Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday happens to us and in our presence today. The Son of David, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Christ comes to us under the humble forms of bread and wine and gives us his very self. Heaven's gift, better than anything you would find at the bottom of a Christmas stocking, better than anything you would find under a Christmas tree, better than anything you can possibly imagine, because our imaginations are so limited by this fallen world we live in. We tend to think of good things as things like a new car, things like a new home, things like a new friend. And indeed, these are good things. But we cannot imagine a world without sin. We cannot imagine a world without death. We cannot imagine a world without suffering. We cannot imagine a world in which swords are beaten into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks, and nation will not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall there be war anymore. But this is the world that Christ is coming again at the end of the age to bring to a reality. And this is why he came in the flesh. This is why he comes to you today in word and sacrament. This is why he is coming again at the end of the age. To hosanna you and me. To save you and me. To rescue you and me, to deliver you and me, to make you and me, fallen, sinful creatures that we are, at various stages along the way of the road to the grave, to make us immortal with the very life that he gives. One more thing. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" Do you remember when the wise men came, saying, "Where is he who is born King of the Jews?" And Herod heard about it. If Jesus was born King of the Jews, he was a rival to Herod the Great's throne. And the city was stirred up. The city was in anxiety because what would Herod do? He had been known to murder all kinds of people, even members of his own family. In fact, he had it arranged that when he died, the leading citizens of Jerusalem would be rounded up and they would be executed, so there would be mourning and sorrow at his death. The city was stirred up when the wise men came inquiring about the birth of the King of the Jews, and here the city is stirred up again. Because here comes a Messiah to die. He comes to bring peace to you, to bring peace to your sorrowing heart, to make peace with God for you. He himself dies. He doesn't kill others. He dies because he is the Lord who comes to you, comes to me now in this age in humble, lowly form, so we can receive him in faith. And so that receiving him in faith, we can sing out, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed be our Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior and mine." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds. In Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen.